Buckholz with Bank Midwest Mortgage at 1506 West 6th Avenue. See me for all your mortgage needs and please shop Emporia first.
Hey, it's Alicia with Jack's Lawn and Pool at 829 Commercial Street. Stop in and let us help you with all your pool, spa, and barbecue needs. We appreciate your business. Shop Emporia first.
Hi, this is Carrie with Carrie's Diamonds and Bridal at 1015 Industrial Road, where our difference is you. We appreciate your business and thank you for shopping Emporia first.
Spend it here, keep it here. Shop Emporia first.
Public auction Saturday, August 5th, 10 a.m., 1010 Union Street, Emporia. Vehicles, trailer, motorcycle, lots of tools, outdoor and household. For pictures and information, go to kansasauctions.net/JNDauction.
KBOE live and local. Good morning. Cloud cover, 75 degrees into a Friday, and going to be warming up to about 94 before it's all said and done today. But tell you what, things will be cooling down by Sunday after a cold front rolls through Saturday night, and that means it will be a beautiful day on Sunday for a Good Way Sunday event. And we're pleased to be joined by organizer Alexa Dawson. Alexa, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. Thanks.
Thanks for taking some time to join us here this morning. We appreciate that. Well, let's talk about Good Way Sunday coming up this Sunday, August the 6th, from 5 until 8. What will be happening? Who's the featured artist this Sunday?
Well, this Sunday it is Weta Skirts, who I am a part of. Weta Skirts have been around for many years, and we've played lots of places locally. So I hope that, our fans will come out and join us for Good Way Sunday. We also have an opening act this time, and they are called Cosmic Collision. And I asked them to talk about themselves, and they said they were Emporia's premier garage band, but they're a lot more than that. They're writing their own music. They're young, in and just out of high school kids that have really applied themselves to songwriting, and I think their songs are really great, and looking forward to sharing a stage with them this Sunday.
Well, let's talk about your unique venue at 315 East Logan.
Yeah, so we have a partnership with Good Way Gardens, has a partnership with Lyon County Historical Society, where we are using some of that property at the Richard Howe House to produce our Good Way Sunday events. And we also have a little garden there, we call it Three or Four Sisters Garden, which is an indigenous way to plant corn, beans, squash, and sunflowers all together. So the garden is there. It's looking a little sad after all this heat, but it's hopefully going to recover. And, we will be outside enjoying the cooler temperatures. And we encourage everyone to bring their chair because we do not have seating. But you're welcome to bring a chair and a picnic or whatever you'd like to bring to enjoy the evening outside.
Alexa, you know, talking to you last time about the concert last month, not only some great music on there, but you also take the time to really provide some education, too, when it comes to gardening and really working around the yard.
Yeah, we always try to involve some sort of activity that has to do with agriculture or naturalist, you know, things. And this time, we're trying to come up with good activities for the young ones and get them, keep them occupied and engaged and interested in what's going on. So we are doing some seed bombs this time.
Oh, those are
for
fun.
The kids. Going to have some little project for them to make some clay seed bombs. And also, one of our board members and volunteers, Mark Schondemeyer, and his partner Tiffany have been painting rocks and making a little rock snake, so we might do some rock painting as well.
I might come out just for the rock painting and the seed bombs.
There
that sounds like a good time.
Nothing like a good seed bomb, we always say. Good Way Sunday coming up this Sunday at 315 East Logan, 5 until 8. Well, Alexa, plant sale involved with this too?
Well, there will be a couple of plants available. we had some casualties in the greenhouse due to a cutworm army that came through. But I was away, and my helpers were helping as best they could, but it was a little rough on some of them. But we do have some arugula and some Napa cabbage that we'll be offering. We also have some brand new stickers that we will be offering, and all of that is, of course, to raise money to go back into the program. We do have a grant from the Kansas Arts Corporation and National Endowment for the Arts, but it is a matching grant, and so the community responsibility is about half of that. And so we are really thankful. Our last fundraiser was for T-shirts, and we raised about $1,000 with our T-shirt sales. So very pleased with the support that we've received from the community. Our event last month, we had 65 attendees. So we're doing pretty good with, you know, getting folks out. So I just want to say thank you to everyone who's already come and who has already supported. And we're just looking forward to watching this thing grow.
Now, this is a free event, but you take donations. Is that how this works?
We do. We usually, you know, pass the hat, as it were. We do an offertory, I joked last time. But, yeah, we give an opportunity for the community to say thanks to the artists. One of my big motivations in, you know, wanting to manage a venue like this was that I wanted to be able to, so, you know, help support working musicians. And I think it's really important that we value that artistic ability and that, you know, for what it is, which is a really valuable thing that we don't want to lose.
Yeah.
Just play a little gospel music when you pass the hat around. That seems to really encourage donations most of the time. Just kind of wrapping things up here, Alexa, one other thing that had stood out to me about this is you're not only, you know, you talked about obviously you're getting to use the Howe House, so there's also a bit of a historic component to this in addition to the agriculture and things like that. Do you have a lot of people maybe coming around trying to learn more about the Howe House and its history?
Yeah, so this time I believe will be that the Historical Society will be opening the house up for tours. So if you'd like to go and check out the Howe House, that will be an option this time. We haven't had that available, you know, up until now, but I think that that will be happening this time. And then also, you know, looking into the future, there's a history of a, you know, this is Kansa and Osage land here in Emporia. And there is a, you know, a history of Kansa families coming up to help the Howe family to farm the land. And so that is something that is motivating me to want to try to learn more about this family and who they were. You know, we know who the Howes were, but we would like to find more about who the Kansa families were that were there. And, you know, also work with, you know, contemporary Kansa agronomists to, you know, find out what we should be doing to honor their, you know, the history that's there.
Well, how busy has Weed Escarts been? You guys been active here this year?
We have been very active. We have been off and on really active. We are doing this weekend, and then we have Lovegrass coming up just in just a couple of weeks out at Lake Wilson. Then before too long, it'll be time for Walnut Valley Festival, which we'll be performing at again this year.
Great.
So we've got a lot on our plate.
Congratulations on the success there. That's great to hear.
Well, Thank you. They're awesome. Weed Escarts.
Oh, they're amazing. So much fun.
Everybody's familiar with Weed Escarts around here.
Uh-huh.
That is for sure. Well, Alexa, we appreciate your time this morning and hope we have a good Sunday coming up this August
the
6th.
Looking forward to it.
Good to talk to you.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Yeah, Alexa Dawson. Goodway Sunday, 315 East Logan. This Sunday, 5 until 8.
Yeah, going to be a fun time. Great lineup there, as we mentioned. Weed Escarts, the headlining act. Can't ask for anything better than that. Plenty of activities also, as well as some tours of the historic Howe House there at 315 East Logan.
KVOE, we're live and local, 835, 75 degrees. Good morning.
Oh, no! What? Who are you?
Backseat driver here. What were you thinking?